This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, everyone. I'm Eves, and welcome to This Day in History class, a podcast that flips through the book of history and tears out a page. Today is April 29th, 2020. The day was April 29th, 1992. Riots erupted in Los Angeles in response to the acquittal of police officers charged with excessive force in the beating of Rodney King. By this point, instances of police brutality had been causing civil unrest in Los Angeles for decades. On March 3, 1991, Rodney King was speeding on a Los Angeles highway when California Highway Patrol officers noticed him. King did not immediately pull over, leading the officers on a high-speed chase. He later admitted that he had been drinking and did not want to be charged with driving under the influence, since he was on probation from a robbery conviction. King eventually pulled over, and officers from the Los Angeles Police Department arrived on the scene. Lawrence Powell, Theodore Brazino, Stacy Kuhn, and Timothy Nguyen proceeded to restrain, taser, and then beat King. George Holliday, who lived in a nearby apartment, videotaped the beating and captured the officers hitting King with batons and kicking him while he was on the ground. Holliday released the video to the press, which incited outrage in people around the U.S. over police brutality. King was released without charges. Kuhn, Powell, Wendt, and Brazino were charged with felony assault and excessive use of force. Powell and Kuhn were also charged with filing false reports. The sergeant and officers pled not guilty. Because the case got a lot of publicity and there were concerns around the charged atmosphere in Los Angeles County, the trial was moved to Simi Valley in Ventura County. Out of the 12 jurors, 9 were white. On April 29, 1992, after 7 days of deliberations, the jury found the officers not guilty on all counts, except for an assault charge against Powell that ended in a hung jury. Protesters gathered outside the courthouse. Los Angeles Mayor Tom Bradley called the verdict senseless. As more people across Los Angeles found out about the verdict, riots began. According to news reports at the time, the riots began at the intersection of Florence and Normandy Avenues in South Los Angeles. People burned and looted stores. They pulled some non-Black motorists out of their cars and beat them. Tensions caused by racism, economic inequality, unemployment, a drug epidemic, and frustrations with the criminal justice system turned into politically charged violence in the aftermath of the trial. Los Angeles police weren't prepared for rioting on such a large scale. The mayor called a state of emergency, and a citywide curfew was declared. The California governor ordered 2,000 National Guard troops to the city. On May 1st, King made a public appeal for peace, asking, "Can we all get along?" But the riots continued, and U.S. President George Bush ordered military troops and riot-trained federal officers to Los Angeles. The curfew was lifted on May 3rd, though occasional violence continued. But by the time the riots were over, more than 50 people had died, more than 2,000 were injured, and around 6,000 people were arrested. Many buildings and businesses were destroyed. After a civil trial, King was awarded a settlement. Kuhn and Powell were found guilty of violating King's civil rights and served time in prison. Wendt and Brazino were fired from the police force. LA's police chief, Daryl Gates, was forced to resign. Police brutality and racial injustice remained topics in the national conversation long after the riots were over. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. And if you want to send us any notes, you can do so via social media. We're at TDIHC Podcast. You can also send us an email at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks again for listening to the show, and we'll see you tomorrow.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.